This conference is being recorded.
Hello, and welcome to the premier Smart Women's Coaching Idea Lab podcast. My name is Linda Hanjay. I'm owner of The Right Concept, and I will be moderating today's session. Throughout this recording, you'll also be hearing from the three other Idea Lab experts. Ladies, would you introduce yourself?
Yes. Hi, this is Beth Woodward, owner and creator of Marketing on the Playground.
And Lori Williams, owner of Your Legal Resource.
And this is Denise Manick, owner of 360 Direct.
Well, hi, everybody, and thank you for being here today. For those of you listening, the purpose of this podcast is threefold. First, we're going to clarify the intent of the Idea Lab, how it came about, what it is and what it isn't, and the overall vision. Then we'll introduce each of the Idea Lab experts individually. And then finally, we'll fill you in on the Idea Lab conference call schedule and the topics for the remainder of 2007. The four of us are very excited to be involved, and we're looking forward to the insights and growth we know will come about for everyone who participates in the Idea Lab. So let's get started. The Idea Lab is a section of the Smart Women's Cafe that is set aside specifically as a business incubator. It is a place for cafe members to pose questions about starting or growing a business. It's a place to brainstorm with our experts and a place to build relationships with each other. We'll have monthly conference calls. Each one will have a specific topic, and the conference calls are free to cafe members. Now, if you have questions or need coaching on personal issues, there are wonderful resources available to you in other areas of the cafe, but the Idea Lab is specifically for business-related concerns. And I just want to throw in a little note here about a message from Katiana today, letting us know that she and Jill are receiving calls from people in Korea, New Zealand, and Australia. So the Smart Women's Coaching Cafe is growing rapidly, and it's a great opportunity for all of us to interact with entrepreneurial women from around the globe. But maybe you're not working at the moment, or maybe you're thinking of leaving your current job to start a business of your own, and you're not sure where to go for resources, ideas, or a place to brainstorm. Or maybe you're one of the women who's been in business for a while, and you're ready to expand, but you don't know how or which direction to go in. Or perhaps you're involved in a nonprofit organization and hoping that some of the best practice solutions from the private sector will help increase your membership. The good news is that the Idea Lab is for all of you. If you're listening to this podcast, you're probably already aware of the other opportunities membership in the cafe brings you. But if you're not, log on to www.smartwomenscoaching.com and join our community, because you have to be a cafe member to engage in the Idea Lab. The lab is a special place for cafe members to experiment with business concepts that you wish to explore. It's sort of a room with a view, a place to pose any and all business-related questions, and a space in which you will gain from the experience and the wisdom of other cafe members and our experts. Each of us in the Idea Lab has our own area of expertise, which we will share individually in a moment. But equally important is that all four of us have taken the journey from employee to entrepreneur. We've stumbled and we've strutted and we've won and we've lost and we've grown and we've learned what it means and what it takes to be an entrepreneur. We've learned to balance work and personal life issues. We've dealt with good and not so good economies. And we've also had our share of great ideas that never got off the ground and those that just soared without much effort at all. We also know firsthand how important it is to have the support and the guidance of those who are ahead of us and with us on the journey. And that's why we're here in the Smart Women's Cafe Idea Lab. So that's the intention of the Idea Lab. It's the place where smart women go to dream and grow. So you're probably wondering why the four of us have been asked to be the Idea Lab experts and what we bring to the lab individually. And we're going to answer that question right now. We are four of the contributing experts you see in other areas of the Smart Women's Coaching website. And our names, once again, are Beth Woodward, owner of Marketing on the Playground, Lori Williams, owner of Your Legal Resource, Denise Denise Manick, owner of 360 Direct, and me, Linda Anje, owner of The Right Concept. So I'd like to introduce Beth Woodward, who is the first of our four Idea Lab experts. As owner and founder of her business, Marketing on the Playground, Beth brings fun, play, and productivity to the Idea Lab through the art of brainstorming for your business and your life. Beth, will you tell us a little bit about yourself and Marketing on the Playground?
Well, I'd be very happy to, and thank you so much for that wonderful introduction.
You're welcome.
I came from the corporate world, and I began my entrepreneurial journey about 8 years ago, and I'll tell you, I never looked back. And I received a certification in professional coaching, and then got the big aha that if you're going to be in business for yourself, you have to market. And, of course, we all know that, but it kind of really hits you in the head when you're getting going. So that really almost became the beginning of the end for me, and that's how I created Marketing on the Playground, from actually standing in my office one day saying, I'm going to quit. Who was I to think that I could have my own business? To, okay, I'll give it one more try. So Marketing on the Playground was actually developed out of my discomfort for the typical marketing style that we're all taught. And I knew that others must have been just as fearful and repelled from marketing like I did, so I brought it to the solo professional venue. So combining this unique approach with my love for developing the new entrepreneur, having team dynamics, having brainstorming, and knowing that fun was missing from a lot of people's lives, products and services started to develop as soon as I started paying attention to my own passions and what I really wanted to do. So some of the e-marketing storybooks I have, I've got quite a few of those, as well as the My Way Marketing Plan. One of the e-marketing storybooks is Marketing Ideas for Women in Business. I have the teleclass and upcoming product, Unlock the Secret to Marketing Yourself. And then all of a sudden, Adventures in Brainstorming popped up last year, which is taking women in business on trains and boats and bringing them to mansions and more fun venues to brainstorm ideas for their business. So all of this was created out of paying attention to my strengths and my passions and putting only those into action. So all of this as well was created out of asking for help and being open to receiving it. And if that's the only thing I get across tonight, I mean, that's the main piece, is don't forget to ask for help. So this is where the Idea Lab just fits so well for me, is bringing my passion and expertise into formats that I've already created for brainstorming teams and then sharing them with smart women. And I got to tell you, there's nothing better than being part of a team to help others succeed in their business and in their lives. So I do want to mention my website real quick for those that are curious about learning to market their business authentically through their strengths and passions. And that website is www.marketingontheplayground.com.
Wow, thanks, Beth. What a great
story. You're welcome.
You know, I think every business owner I know, myself included, can relate to that, like, I give up point at one time or another. And I'm also sure that Denise and Lori feel just as I do, that having your energy and experience in turning what we sometimes call the marketing madness into a playground is a huge benefit, and for me, at least, a huge relief. So I'm really glad you're here and part of this. Next up is Lori Williams. Lori has been a Michigan attorney since 1989, and like the rest of us on this call, she is an entrepreneur. As owner of Your Legal Resource, she brings her legal and business background, a very extensive network of professionals, and a huge heart for entrepreneurs to share with all of us through the Idea Lab. So, Lori, tell us about your business and what brought you here.
Thanks, Linda. I'd be happy to. My career started in 1989 as a divorce specialist, and after working with two law firms, I started my own practice in 1994, and for a decade, I focused on the area of family law. But I knew I wasn't going to do that for the rest of my life, so early on in my practice, I started learning as much as I could about leadership and entrepreneurship and team building, And you can probably imagine a divorce practice can be rather draining. And my plan was to transition out of the practice of law and into some sort of business, which wouldn't require so much of my time and emotional energy. I wanted to be around positive people, creative people, excited people who are making things happen. So I felt right at home with other entrepreneurs. I wrapped up my last divorce case in May of 2003 and then launched Your Legal Resource in June of 2004. And now I call myself a legal matchmaker because I'm in the business of law rather than the practice of law. And what I do is connect the right people together, whether that's with attorneys or other professionals. And I have a team of over 50 lawyers located in Metro Detroit, each who has a specialty in different areas of the law. And I call on this team to help our Michigan clients with any and all legal issues that the individual or small business might face. And this includes everything from divorce to wills and trusts, business law, and other legal matters. I found that most people know when they need a lawyer, they just don't have a clue who's the right lawyer to call. So that's where I come in. I have built relationships with these lawyers over the last 20 years, so I know who is the right person for that client's need based on the complexity of the legal issue, the lawyer's years of experience and their specialty, as well as their personality and whether they're affordable for the client. All these things really matter to a client, and they wouldn't know how to find a lawyer with those types of criteria on their own. It's kind of hit or miss if you don't have the right referral. And I also work with entrepreneurs. I found that they often have a great idea, but they don't know how to take that idea into the next step. So I help them build their business dream team, which may include lawyers or accountants. Sometimes we work with consultants and CFOs who assist people with things like writing or enhancing their business plan, or maybe improving or creating a marketing strategy, or getting their financial projections together. I also work with investors, and when appropriate, I can introduce clients to various funding sources for their business. I do whatever I can to help the entrepreneurs take their idea from conception to marketplace, and that's what attracted me to the Idea Lab. If anyone wants more information, please visit my website at Best, B-E-S-T, Legal, L-E-G-A-L, Resource, resource.com.
Thank you, Lori. That was a great introduction to your story and your business. And I think that we're really fortunate to have you on this team because it doesn't matter what type of business we own or what type of business we might be considering, there's always legal and funding issues. So your expertise and guidance is greatly needed by all entrepreneurs, and I'm just really glad that you're here.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And our third Idea Lab expert is Denise Manick, owner of 360 Direct. Denise has over 16 years of experience in marketing and promotions and has been a business owner since 2001. She circles the globe and delivers the world to her clients, and that's quite literally, through product development with a strategic marketing perspective and global manufacturing resources. So, Denise, tell us about you and why you are here.
Thank you very much, Linda. I'm very excited to be part of the Smart Women's Cafe Idea Lab, and I actually wish something like this was in place when I became a business owner back in 2001. Making the transition from employee to business owner can be daunting. I experienced that myself. I had always known that I would be in business for myself one day, but really hadn't envisioned that it would happen when it did. I was working as an account manager for a promotional products franchise for a little over 6 months, and then the owners approached me one day and basically asked me if I was interested in buying them out, because if not, they were going to close the doors by the end of the month. Talk about a yikes moment. And, of course, I had options, but it seems that life sometimes throws you a curveball you weren't expecting, but it was for a very good reason. And I'm sure some of our listeners find themselves in similar situations, either as a result of corporate downsizing or simply dissatisfied with their current career, or maybe they are seeking a work life that will allow them a better overall quality of life. So in 2001, I took the leap, and I bought the franchise and became a business owner. And that was a tough year to be leaping into business, 2001. But I'm really glad to say that we had a successful 5 years as a promotional products franchise, And then I decided I was going to take my business in a different direction. I struck out on my own, and I launched 360 Direct Marketing and Promotions in 2005. So I was very fortunate throughout the duration of my promotional products career. I'd worked with a variety of different clients to develop and manufacture custom promotional merchandise, and we supported a wide variety of large-scale marketing initiatives. And then 360 really was born out of my desire to bring a whole new level of creativity to the merchandise that I was delivering to my clients and really offer a vehicle for truly custom merchandise. And I was very fortunate last year. I was honored with the 2006 Women Business Enterprise of the Year from the Michigan Women's Business Council. And it was really that experience in winning the award that inspired me to really look for other ways where I could use my skills and my resources to assist in product development and really provide overseas manufacturing resources to help women entrepreneurs take their product idea and then fine-tune the specifications and then actually get it manufactured so they would have a product to take to the marketplace. And that's when the opportunity of contributing to the Idealab materialized. And I always say that everything happens for a reason. So for more information about 360 Direct's products and services, please feel free to visit us on the web at www.360directdirect.com.
Thanks, Denise.
And now I have the distinct pleasure of introducing Linda Anger, our fourth Idealab expert. Linda is owner of The Right Concepts, and her company provides content development, copywriting, and graphic design services for entrepreneurs, multinational companies, and nonprofit organizations. Linda, if you could please tell us about your business and what you bring to the Idealab.
Thanks, Denise. I'd be delighted. And I have to say that I am very proud to call myself a corporate dropout. I worked in the corporate world for several decades before I founded The Right Concept in March of 2000. And I agree 100% with Beth when she says that the typical marketing style we've all been taught is discomforting. But one of my favorite quotes, and it's sort of like a mantra to me, comes from the Chinese and says, "Those who say a thing cannot be done should not interrupt those who are doing it." So when someone tells me, "Oh, it can't be done," my gut reaction is, "Oh, really? Watch me." So sometimes I find that their words are true, but more often than not, when I stretch my thinking and I tap all of my resources, what I really find out is that it can't be done that way. And so I've come to believe and to acknowledge that a thing is only impossible if you believe it to be so. You know, I grew up with a flair for business because I come from a long line of entrepreneurs, and actually three of my four siblings are also business owners today, so I guess it's in our genes or something. But I work very hard to develop marketing communications with substance, to eliminate the blah-blah nature of traditional strategies and actually move the minds of my clients and their clients. And it takes the ability to switch back and forth quickly between linear and creative thinking. I know that there are scientific names out there for it. I call it a bilateral brain. And I also believe, really, that it's something every person on this planet can develop if they have the desire and if they are willing to invest themselves in it. So the tagline for the Idealab is, "Where smart women go to dream and grow." And I know that I wouldn't be where I am today if I hadn't dreamed big all my life. And I know that I wouldn't be in a position to mentor and inspire others if I had listened to or practiced conventional business theory. So what brings me to the Idealab as an expert is my insistence on creating my life as I see fit, refusing to believe that it can't be done, and a burning desire just to see how far I can stretch and move my own mind. What brings me to the Idealab as a member of the Smart Women's Cafe is the electrified energy of my three partners here in the lab and the amazing things that the four of us have already accomplished just by collaborating to bring this lab to life. So I'm really, really excited to see what we can cook up for the rest of the cafe members. And if any of the people listening would like to learn a little bit more about me and The Right Concept, The website address is The Right Concept, theWriteConcept.com.
Well, thank you, Linda, very much.
Mm-hmm.
We're excited to have you part of the lab as well. As a matter of fact, everywhere we go, we hear experts saying communication is the key to success, and it's great knowing your creativity and expertise in getting a message across is available through the cafe and in the Idea Lab. So now you know who we are and why we were asked to be Idea Lab experts. Are you ready to experiment and bring your business vision to life? Come into the Idea Lab, where smart women go to dream and grow. But remember, to access the lab and the free conference calls, you must first join Smart Women's Cafe. So just follow the website links for membership. It's an easy process, and it only takes a few minutes, and you'll have full access to the entire site, including the Idea Lab.
Thanks very much, Denise. So, everyone, the last part of our podcast is the conference call schedule and our topics. Now, obviously, the four of us are very excited to be part of this whole, what we're seeing as an innovative avenue for women in business, and we're really looking forward to our first opportunity to brainstorm with you. The calls are interactive. That means that we, the four experts, are available to answer your questions and brainstorm ideas, so come ready to tell us what you need to know. You're welcome to call in and only listen if you like, but remember that this is a forum for you. So we really encourage you to pose your questions or concerns just to get the dialogue rolling. And remember that you have to be a Smart Women's Coaching Cafe member to participate in the Idea Lab calls. So if you haven't signed up yet, go to www.smartwomenscoaching.com. And here's the schedule for the remainder of 2007. Our first live conference call will be on Wednesday, September 26th at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. We'll be brainstorming ideas for your business. So tell us what your dreams are and let us all just brainstorm and see what comes up. We'll explore action steps for your business at 7 p.m. Eastern on Wednesday, October 24. So if you're not sure what steps you need to take, don't miss this call. November's call, which will be on Wednesday the 14th at 7 p.m. Eastern, will cover marketing ideas for 2008. So tell us what you have in mind, and we'll brainstorm about what kind of things you might want to include in your 2008 marketing calendar. Then we'll finish out the year on Wednesday, December 12, at 7 p.m. Eastern, with a discussion that we're calling Year-End Reflections. So we want to know, how did it go for you in 2007? What are your dreams for 2008? We'll share our own glories and our blisters, and we'll all applaud and encourage each other and give the new year a new form. You will have to register for the calls so that we know how many lines we need to secure for this conference lines. And each of you will be notified in advance of the call-in number and the password. And don't forget, these are free calls if you are a cafe member. So that's it. We've come to the end of our podcast and have just a few minutes left for some parting thoughts from our experts. I want to tell you that my participation in Smart Women's Coaching and the cafe has been a catapult for my business and for me personally. I've known some of the other contributing experts for several years, so there's already a synergy there for me, but meeting and interacting with those that I haven't known until now has caused me to make changes in my business model. It's given me a completely new perspective on the value of working collaboratively, and it's brought me business I wouldn't have had otherwise. So Lori, Beth, Denise, do you have any closing words?
This is Lori again. I just want to say that I, too, have experienced growth both personally and in my business from the few months that I've participated with Smart Women's Cafe as an expert. And I'll tell you, even though we're an expert in some areas, we're not in all areas, and I have learned so much from the other experts. There are so many talented people whose gifts we can all tap into. And I think the key is just grab it and grow. Don't let the wisdom and guidance of these experts go to waste. Let it encourage you to take the step you've been pondering for a while. It could catapult you into realizing your dream.
Wow, thanks, Lori. That's great. Beth?
Well, this is Beth. Yeah, you know, I'm just getting into the Smart Women's Coaching and the Idea Lab, and It is phenomenal, the amount of support and just all of the women who want you to be a success. And that kind of support it's needed for all of us, and it's not everywhere. And so Smart Women's Coaching is here for you. They want you to succeed. And I am so proud to be a part of this team and a part of Smart Women's Coaching. And I'm very excited for the first calls to come. So I can't wait to hear anyone there. It'll be wonderful.
Great. Denise?
This is Denise, and I couldn't really agree more with all of the words that all of the other contributing experts have shared. I, too, am very proud to be part of it and very excited about being able to apply my skills and talents in helping women grow and being surrounded with other contributing experts that are women that are just phenomenal people and really give of themselves and their skill set. And I just think that as much as I have to contribute, I have also to learn, and I just can't think of a better place and what a huge opportunity. So I hope that everyone listening really takes advantage of it. I think it's just going to be awesome.
Great, Denise. Thank you. Thank all three of you. I'm just really honored to be part of this team. For those of you who are listening, take a moment after we sign off to become a CAFE member. You can click on any of the Join the CAFE links at the smartwomenscoaching.com site, and we'll see you on the September conference call. Don't forget that instructions for the call will be sent to you via email after you've registered. If you want to know more about one or all of the Ideal Lab experts you've heard on this call tonight, you can, if you didn't write down our website addresses, then you can check out our profile in the contributing expert area of the Smart Women's Coaching website. And there you'll also find links there to our individual websites. So this is Linda Anjay, Ideal Lab expert and podcast moderator, thanking you all for listening and hoping you all have a magnificent day.